Hey church, what an amazing season we are in. And you know what? We're about to hear a great word from Pastor Russell. So prepare your hearts, prepare your ears. Let's take a look.
Hello everyone, welcome to Planet Shakers Church. And our prayers are with all of you, our heart is with all of you. We're so in love with you and want you to know that we miss you and praying with you, and it's a time to continue to connect. On the screen back there will be a whole heap of people. Oh no, they're not coming yet. I've got an announcement to make, that's right. On a PS Nightlife, we do an hour, and then coming out of the hour, I do a 30-minute interview, around 30 minutes, on Tuesday and Thursday with what we call Friends of Planet Shakers. And it's an amazing thing. I've already filmed three of them. One of them, I went for an hour, so we're doing part one, part two. That's with Pastor Glenn Berteaux this week. It's going to talk about his story. One part of it is his story, how he died 8 times and came back to life. That's in part two. Part one is the impact of Planet Shakers and different things around the world and his life. And then the following week, we have Pastor Sammy Rodriguez from the US, and then we have Pastor Andrew Corson from Colombia. And then after that, we've got friends that it's going to be a very, very exciting time. I just got so blessed. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll go, wow, I didn't know that. I ask questions, to people about their lives, and it's a really powerful time. So Tuesday night and Thursday night at 7 to 7:30, Friends of Planet Shakers is going to be an amazing time. Amen. So we also got a whole heap of people about to join us on the screen behind us. So very, very good. Welcome everyone. When you welcome everyone, look at everyone, give them a big wave, clap, shout. And we might not be able to be here in person, but we virtually can be. And so very cool. Today, I want to share with you on the topic, flood your heart with light. Flood your heart with light. I'm aware just this week I have been talking to people and heard about some people who lost some jobs. I heard people who got jobs. I heard about people who lost loved ones this week, which is very, very sad around the world. And I also heard about people having children this week. And so wherever you're at, our heart goes out to you, our heart celebrates, and also the Bible says, weep with those who weep, mourn with those who mourn, and rejoice with those who rejoice. And so there are people listening to my voice right now in different situations, but all of us around the world are going through a time of challenge, to some a time of loss, well to all of us a time of loss in some way. And so what's the key? What is the key in this season? I know that there were times in my life. I remember I was driving my son to, my mum was sick in hospital in Adelaide at the time, and I was driving my son to Boom, which was in the city at that stage, and it was about a 30-minute drive, and my dad rang me and he said, here, talk to mum. And so it was the last time I actually got to talk to her. And I remember as I was talking to her, grief hitting me in an unbelievable way. And I just began to sob and sob and sob. And my son Jonathan's looking at me, not knowing what to do. This 13, 14-year-old boy, maybe he was 15 actually, not knowing what to do to an uncontrollable dad, feeling this grief and loss. And I remember that moment in that dark time, in that challenging time, having an encounter with God, that I was flooded with light. I had the light of God come into a very challenging situation. Other times, I've had such good encounters with God, things have been going so good and so powerful that I've had encounters with God that He's flooded me with light. So it doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum, where you are in your situation, all of us need today to flood our hearts with light. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 to 23, reading from the Amplified Version. The Bible says, I do not cease, and just understand this, the Apostle Paul is writing this from imprisonment. He's in lockdown in a bigger way than most of us. He's in a situation where just preaching the gospel has put him in prison. And so he writes to the Ephesians, and this is what he says, I do not cease to give thanks for you. Here's the Apostle Paul. He has thanks in every season. My encouragement to you, the Bible says, enter his courts with thanksgiving. Doesn't matter if, like myself, when my mother was dying and then graduated to heaven, I had to live in that season still giving thanks. Other times when we've had such amazing breakthroughs, I still had to live in that season giving thanks. And so here is Paul giving the example. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you, if you're in Victoria, grant you, in South Australia, raise, grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And in brackets, it's got there of insight into mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. In this season, God wants us to draw near to him and get close to him so he can whisper his mysteries and secrets, which are deep and intimate, of the knowledge of him. Not on the knowledge of situations, but on the knowledge of him. And there, now it gives us how we do this. It says, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. That's what my prayer is for you this morning, is that your heart is flooded with light, that your life today will be flooded with light. Why? It gives you the reason. So that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you. I'm here to encourage you today. The best days are yet to come. Even though you walk through a valley, the valley isn't where you camp. The best days is yet to come. You know, we will come out of this. We will break out of this. We will see breakthrough and freedom and joy. We can experience heaven in challenging times and heaven in good times. It is all about having the eyes of our heart flooded with light so we can know and understand the hope of which he has called you. He hasn't called you into despair. He hasn't called you into to live in a broken state. He's called you to live in hope. You know, when my mother graduated to heaven, when she graduated to heaven, what happened was she went from her challenging situation at this time. Now she's in heaven. She has no more pain, no more fear, nothing. She is in the presence of God. We have this hope as Christians that even though we go through challenges, our eternity is based on hope. I'm here to encourage you today. You have hope ahead of you because you're called to hope. And it says, how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints. I'm a saint. That song we got, Planet Boom, I'm a saint. You are all a saint. The Bible says a saint is his set apart ones. That's who, the Bible says every person who is a Christian is a saint of God. You are no longer a sinner, you're a saint saved by grace. You are set apart for a purpose. In this season, I want to encourage you, you are set apart to be the head and not the tail, to be above and not beneath. It doesn't matter, the situations might not change, but you can change in the situations. And then as we live in the position long enough, the condition will change to the position. Sometimes there's a fight for it. I talked about this last week. that talked about the widow who kept knocking on the unjust judge's door. Sometimes there's a fight when there's something so big happening. There's a fight for it in the spirit. But when you stand in the position as sons and daughters of God, set apart people, saints of God, that these situations will shift, because the condition cannot rule your position. Your position rules your condition. Paul's writing this in prison. He's not writing it on a mountain or in a palace. He's writing this in prison. He has a revelation. And this is so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of His power in and for us who believe. We got a God who you cannot measure. He is too big. We've got a God who cannot be limited. He is too vast. We used to sing a song when I was growing up about the love of God. It'd go, isn't the love of God something wonderful? Isn't the love of God something wonderful? Isn't the love of God something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide I can't get around it. Such is His love for me. And this is the God we serve. You can't get above His love. You can't get below His love. You can't measure how big His love is, because His love is immeasurable. His power is immeasurable. He is so amazing. He is unlimited. There's nothing that is impossible. And the surpassing greatness of His power in us. I love this. In and for us. And here's the signature of the Christian who believe. So you can have this promise, but the promise is accessed by belief. The promise is accessed by faith. That's why we can't flood our hearts with all the problems in life. We got to flood our hearts with the goodness of God. We got to flood our hearts with the Word of God. We got to flood our hearts with the light of His truth. We got to flood our hearts with worship. We got to flood our hearts with the possibilities of God. The promises of God are yes and amen. We got to flood our hearts. And the Bible says, for us who believed, as demonstrated in the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places. And watch this, I love this. Far above all rule and authority. This is the God we serve. He is far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named above every title that can be confirmed, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. This is the God we serve. He is far above in this age, and He's far above in eternity. He is the only one who can rule eternity and rule now. He is the God who is unlimited, immeasurable, all-powerful, and He demonstrated it on the cross through Christ Jesus, and then 3 days later rose Him from the dead, and He is alive and seated at the right hand of the Father. This is the God we serve. And the Bible says, and He's put all things, not some things, all things under His feet, talking about Jesus, and has appointed Him the universal and supreme head of the church. So we are the body of Christ. He is the head. And so if all things are under His feet, well, His feet are His body. So that means all things are under our feet. That means anything that the enemy would try to put in our life are not above us, they're under our feet, because we have Christ as our head. He is the supreme head of the church. And it says, which is the body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. For in that the body lives, the full measure of Him who makes everything complete, and who fills everything everywhere with Himself. Now in life, I don't understand everything. I don't understand why my mum got graduated to heaven. I don't understand why I have attacks at times, or I go through troubles at times. I don't understand why people go through stuff. But I do know the Bible says there will be suffering. The Bible says that, you know, if we want to share in His glory, we share in His suffering. So there are challenges in life, but the challenges should not dictate to us. We should dictate to our challenges. And so I've come to realize that my job isn't to understand everything. Why? My job is to fill my heart with light. Flood my heart with light. So how do I do that? We see this. He said he thanked God. He prayed. He asked for wisdom and revelation. He had a deep, intimate knowledge of Jesus, and he flooded the eyes of your heart with light. So what is the light to flood our hearts? What is this light we're talking about that floods our hearts? Well, I'm glad you asked, because the Bible answers this here. Flood your heart, watch this, with the knowledge of, and then ... It doesn't say flood your heart with the knowledge of fear. Flood your heart with the knowledge of all the problems in the earth. No, we need to be aware. We face the facts, but we don't live according to facts. We live according to truth, God's truth. And so we don't flood our hearts with darkness. We flood our hearts with light. We flood our hearts with the knowledge of the hope of which He has called you. That's what we flood our hearts with, the hope of which He has called you. We read it just then. See, you can flood your hearts with negativity, and you can flood your hearts with just, this is the problem in life. Or you can flood your hearts with the purposes of God, with the promises of God, with what God says about you and your future. This is not your future being locked down. This is not your future by not having a job or losing job. This is not your future. This is not your future by living in this season. Your future is a great hope, and God has a light at the end of the tunnel, and He has a light in the tunnel. He is the light of the world, and He says, come on, you might be going through some challenges now, but flood your heart with hope of which He has called you. In other words, you've got purpose in your life. Hope comes from purpose, and purpose comes from promise, and promise comes from God. So flood your heart with the knowledge of the hope of which He has called you. Flood your heart with the knowledge that God cannot be measured. In other words, He is bigger than anything you face. But here's the good thing. You can't measure Him, but He knows. And He's not so big that He doesn't feel what you feel. He's not so big that He doesn't know what you're going through. In fact, the Bible says He knows the numbers of hair on your head. With me, that's an easier job by every day. But with some of us, it is a very complicated job. But He knows it. The Bible says that His thoughts are to us are as numerous as the sand on the earth right now. Wherever there is sand, it's like God's thoughts are more than that. That is unbelievable. This God that cannot be measured can show that He has compassion for the one. Flood your heart with that God is unlimited. There's nothing that can limit Him. No virus can limit Him. No economy can limit Him. No situation can limit Him. He is unlimited. He is a God who is limitless. We got a song that says, you're limitless. Nothing is too hard for you. We wrote a song, nothing's impossible to those who believe. Through you, I can do anything. Why? It's not through our own strength. It's not through our own ability. Yes, we partner with the gifts that God has given us, but it's through God. It's when you can't do it and God steps in, He gets the glory. You see, through Him, all things are possible. You got to flood your heart that God is unlimited. Flood your heart that God's power is the greatest power. There are powers. There are principalities. There are things that seem strong. There are strongholds. But none of them, if you flood your heart with how strong they are, you flood your heart with how it seems so big and impossible, that is now dominating your thought life, because out of your heart comes thoughts, and out of your thoughts come actions. You see, that's why you got to flood your heart with light, because How do you change a world? You change a world's ideologies. How do you do that? An ideology becomes a belief, which then becomes a behavior, which then becomes a lifestyle, which then becomes a stronghold. So if I'm going to live in this, you know, I hear people say the new norm. Well, I'm not accepting the new norm of what man says, because that's an ideology. I'm going to accept the heaven, the kingdom norm, the way that the Bible has set out what is normal. Heaven is normal for the Christian. We are citizens of heaven. We are ambassadors of heaven. The new normal is what the Bible says. And the problem is the earth has gone away from the normal of heaven and gone into other situations, the new normal. So what I'm going to do with my life is say, okay, God, there are powers that are strong, but your power is greater. So I'm going to flood my heart with your power. I'm going to flood my thinking with your power. So now I'm going to live in heaven's ideologies, then heaven's beliefs, then heaven's behaviors, then heaven's lifestyles, then heaven's strongholds. You see, you got to flood your heart that he is far above all powers. His power is greater. You need to flood your heart that God's strength is mighty. God is stronger than anything. He is bigger than the rest. That's why we're a part of the JC squad. God is bigger. God is stronger. He is more powerful. He's the only one that's risen from the dead. So this is the God we serve. So you flood your heart that God's strength is mighty. What do you flood your heart? That God is far above all rule and authority. That means whatever tries to rule over your life, God is bigger. Whatever, whether it's sickness, whether it's financial situations, whether it's things that people have put on you, God is bigger. God is stronger. You think about that. Flood your hearts with it. Flood your heart with that God is far above all powers and dominion. God is bigger than that. He is far above. He's not just above. He's far above. He is so high. He is so big. You can't even, not even a telescope can, you know, the biggest telescope in the world could even fathom what he's created. This is the God we serve. He is far above all rule and authority, far above all powers and dominion. He's far above it. Flood your heart. Your God, you're bigger than that. You're far above, so I don't have to fear. When we're growing up, kids would come to school and they'd say, my dad's bigger than your dad. My dad's stronger than your dad. I don't think they do that much these days, but that's what they used to do. They look up their dad and they go, wow, he's so far above. Well, the God we serve is far above, far above, far above, far above anything. So flood your heart with that. Flood your heart with that God's name is named above every title. That means everything that's been named about your life, that everything that has been named in this earth, God is far above every title. He's far above. His name is above every name. His name is above every virus, every sickness, every disease, every financial situation, every family situation, whatever you've been named in life, whatever people said about you, God's name is far above. And he has been given a name that's above every name, and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. God is far above any government. God is far above any media. God is far above any name, any queen, any king. God's name is far above every disease. God's name is far above every depression. God's name is far above. Flood your heart with his name. Flood your heart with that all things are under his feet. That means we are his body. So flood your heart. That sickness is under my feet. That financial situation is under my feet. Why? Because God, you're the head and we're your body. See, the problem is many times the body stops listening to the head and wonders why we get into trouble. But when you put God as the head of your life, He will take you through challenges and trials. Even if you go through like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if you go through the trials and the fiery furnaces, He will be there. He'll be the fourth man in the furnace with you. He'll take you through. Even though you have a dream like Joseph and your brothers sell you as a slave and you get into Potiphar's house and you get accused of doing something you never did and then you get put into prison and you prophesy over people and they forget about you. But one day, Joseph didn't give up on the God that he served. He didn't give up. He kept prophesying. He kept serving. He kept believing. And one day he went from the prison to the palace. This is the God of acceleration. He says, okay, come on, I'm with you. How do you do that in prison, Paul? How do you do that in prison, Joseph? You flood your heart with him. You don't flood your heart with the injustices. You don't flood your heart with why this and why that. You can ask those questions. That's okay. You know, I've got frustrated with this situation. I said, God, why is this happening? It's annoying me. It's not good for people. So many people, lives getting impacted, whether it's financially, whether it's emotionally, physically, spiritually. So many lives, I'd get frustrated with God. But I decided I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm going to flood my heart. You're going quiet. You see, frustration and loss and pain is real. It's a part of life. But we can't let that dominate us. We got to flood our heart with His goodness. Flood our heart with all things that are under His feet. Flood our hearts with Jesus as the supreme head of the church. And the church is His body and has His authority and His rule. Flood your heart with light. Don't flood your heart with darkness. Don't flood your heart with discouragement. Flood your heart with life and light. That's why it's so important, church, that we constantly are in urban life groups in Zoom. So we're around people who are encouraging us to flood our heart. That's why we need to try to get in at the 8 a.m. prayer meeting and watch PS Night Live instead of just watching the news and seeing all the problems on earth. Flood your heart. Flood your heart with the promises of God. Flood your heart when you hear something that is negative and dark. Go to God and say, God, I praise you. I don't understand. You might even have loss in this season, but it's this time that you flood your heart. And God will respond. When my mother graduated to heaven, I actually flew in for her last little while. And as we're around her bed and we began to worship God, we began to sing a song, lift up your eyes, all of heavens, and worship. And she took her last breath and God gave me a vision, of her walking into heaven and heaven cheering. What was dark at the time, God flooded my heart with hope. I remember my dad going through a challenging time with this, and one night he had a vision and he saw my mother younger, healthy, happy in heaven. And it was like God says, I've got it. I've got hope. His heart got flooded with hope. And I'm here to encourage you today. He is the light of the world. He wants us to be a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. He wants our lives, even though we all go through challenges, you know, there are challenges. At the same time, there are people who are getting incredible blessings at this time because God in darkness comes and brings His light. And there are people going through challenges. The whole world is in a challenging season, but it's when God's people who are filled with hope because we have light, flood, not just trickle your life, not just pour a little glass over, flood it, get light so much in your heart that nothing of darkness can get in there, that nothing get rooted in there. Flood your heart with light. Amen. I see the signs getting up. If you got those amen signs behind me, show it right now. Amen. So be it. Amen means let there be an amen online here. Amen. Flood your heart We take authority over what the enemy does, but we're not going to make him bigger than what God is. God is bigger. He is far above. God is stronger. He is far above. God is more powerful. He is far above. And here's the truth. He is the head of the church. So he says, you're powerful. He says, you're glorious. He says, I've got great things for you. I've got an anointing for you to bring light where there seems darkness, to bring breakthrough where there seems a prison. You see, Paul writes to us in prison, and today we are declaring what he has written out of prison, and light is being released. How can you be so positive in prison? Because he has a revelation, an intimate knowledge of God. He has a spirit of wisdom and revelation. He's close to Father God, who whispers, light, 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 light. And God's light bulbs never need changing. Flood your heart.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.